I was panicking all. Then I just changed. Then I changed, I came out, I wore my friend's parka and her Crocs and like her tracksuit and everything.
Then she suddenly said this, hey, you know, coach, I haven't warmed up. I was like, don't worry, just dry swim it. Let's go. Then she's like, oh, okay. No time to warm up, nothing. Like 30 minutes before only. Then by the time she changed, we scramble and get things sorted out, it's like 20 minutes in. Like 20 minutes in, we have to go in already.
5.79 second, congratulations!
So a brilliant final night. They certainly saved their best for last. 5 gold medals tonight. And in fourth place, ahead of the 2022 champion, is Julia Yeo of Singapore.
I never thought that I would break the national record. Actually, it wasn't on my mind. Yeah, I actually didn't know I broke it until after the race when I was getting interviewed that they told me.
The splashes, you just hear the crowd.
When I was younger, I watched the SEA Games for synchronized swimming, actually. And that was a sport I actually wanted to try out for. When I went to a club, they told me that I have to reach a certain level of swimming. I was one of the slower people in the group, actually. Leading up to SEA Games, I trained 9 times a week. And I did three gym sessions on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. So it was very tiring because I had morning training every day except Thursday and Sunday. My parents definitely supported me a lot through my whole swimming journey, you know. My parents, both of them, they will always travel with me to go overseas and watch me compete. I think everything is still the same to me, like I'm still training normally, but the only difference is that more people in school knows me now.